Hey, so just in case we weren't clear there, that whole last segment was a joke. I mean, the stuff about the balloons.
Oh, the balloons are coming back?
No, the balloons are still not coming back. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh. But like all the stuff about Trev Alberts being fired and all that stuff. Please, that's a joke. And we can legitimately talk about the balloons and how much we care about it. Personally, I do think it's kind of a cool tradition. I am sad to see it go, but I understand the circumstances. If there is no helium to get, then that's okay. We don't have to do it anymore. It was a cool thing. You know, Nebraska has kind of leaned into it for a long time. They've put their, you know, they put like red balloon emojis all over everything, you know, stuff like that.
It can come back. Like, it's not dead forever.
Do you think the helium will come back once the war's over?
Depends, I guess.
If Ukraine's war ends.
Hot wording, TMZ.
Shout out TMZ. Again. So yeah, we did a whole segment a couple weeks ago about how Trev Alberts is really boring and he's just going to go along with everything. And I realized that I just said Trev is too radical as a joke. And that was the joke. Just in case we weren't crystal clear on that.
Got to be clear.
Oh, speaking of Trev Alberts kind of going along with things last night, this is how you know that there is change coming from the Big Ten Conference, because he says last night, yeah, I think, and we've heard a lot of athletic directors talk over the last week, yeah, I think that the removal of divisions is coming, and that Trev Alberts supports that, which means the Big Ten is going to announce that very, very soon.
Yeah, he wouldn't break away from the pack 2 days before the announcement is made.
Nope. I expect that we'll... I don't know if this will all come out on Thursday when they announce some TV times for this upcoming year, or when the Big Ten decides that, hey, we're going to announce that we're doing away with divisions in 2023.
Got to save something for media days.
There was a funny... Greg Sharp asked him, like, oh, so we're not talking about this fall, right? And Trev Alberts like, no, not this fall. We're still going to be in divisions this fall and all that stuff. And then there was like a pause for a second, and he goes, well, you never know. Oh. I just think he wanted to kind of cover all of his bases there a little bit. We do know. It's not the Big Ten West and the Big Ten East will still be a thing as of this year. At least that's what we're planning on going into this season. All right. Like I said, want to hear from you guys on the show today. 402-951-1620. The phones, the text line is open for you guys as well. People have some ideas on what to do with the next iteration of the, hey, what happens when Nebraska scores a point? What do we release into the atmosphere?
Got to do something.
What kind of harm can we cause to the environment? Kidding. Once again, kidding.
We're throwing those 6-pack plastic rings up in the air.
And they're attached to balloons, so it's double bad. Text line says, bring corn and throw it up in the air.
Until it pelts your neighbors and there are fights in the stands.
We're talking about full corns on the cob.
That would be so great.
I don't know if that would work.
Loose corn.
Loose corn.
Keep it in your pocket.
Corn kernels.
Yeah.
Everybody, as they walk into Memorial Stadium, gets a little Tupperware, and it's full of a cup of corn. A cup of loose corn. Not like it's cooked. It's not the kernels anymore. It's cooked. And everybody throws it up into the air. I don't know. Sounds like a good idea to me. um, Text line Cody says, Connor, to replace the balloons, they should have everyone vape a giant puff after every touchdown. Just a huge cloud of vape smoke in the air. I'm sure everybody would love that. We have to. I want to get crazy here. But could you imagine a world where Nebraska fans are encouraged to bring their vapes to the football game so they could let go a cloud of smoke after Nebraska scores a point? That would be a really different place than the one that I'm currently experiencing.
That would be phenomenal.
A lot of ideas flowing out there. Oh, we have one from Aaron on the phone here. Aaron, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you got?
So I think we should do like a version of the terrible towel. Do like red and white towels or a black towel. You have companies do advertising on it.
Yep.
So this is all the time, or this is just after Nebraska scores?
I don't know. Could start a new tradition.
A new tradition? Oh my gosh, this is really radical, Aaron.
It's right there in the word tradition. It means old. Yeah. It can't be new.
Don't you know how the word tradition works, Aaron? Come on.
We should start a new tradition of winning.
Oh, I like that idea too.
Whoa, bold take.
Thanks for the call, Aaron.
Thanks.
Rack 'em.
All right, towels. If towels is the best we can do, fine. I'm lukewarm on towels. I'm honestly on the side of the corn right now. If it's between throwing up a whole bunch of corn into the air and waving towels, it is really cool though when they give out the towels to everybody at the baseball playoff games or at like the basketball playoff games. The basketball playoff games, they have them all wear the same shirt.
Yeah.
Baseball, they give them all towels. Where that came from, I have, why we just started, maybe it was just from the terrible towel, I suppose. Start waving towels up in the air. Oh, it looks like we have a rain delay at the SEC tournament, by the way.
Oh, just don't play.
Great plan.
Georgia, you don't have to come back out there. Don't let Alabama force you out on that field.
Yeah, well, I think Alabama's got a flight back home that they have to catch, and they have a bit of a curfew, so time to go. You know, it's tough when your conference tournament on the first day of the first game of the first day is already going to be behind.
Yeah, you're in a rain delay at 11 a.m. Yeah, not a good sign.
Yeah. May not be all that different from the Big Ten side of things tomorrow here in Omaha, but I guess we'll just we'll find out when we get there. Text line again. So a combination of the corn and the towels, terrible corn cobs. Corn cobs on a rope. We swing them around like
yes!
nunchucks.
Yes! Leader in the clubhouse. That idea.
I have
two
emails back to back from Tanner and John. Both say that, interestingly enough, and these are jokes, but we should just throw cream corn in the air. Could get gross. It's all about enhancing the fan experience. Think about that. If we were in a place, now you thought the balloon tradition was cool, and we got an email before from Jeff, who says, I was at the Nebraska-USC game out in California, and there was a Husker fan telling a USC fan he had to come to Nebraska to experience the releasing of the balloons. Hilarious, by the way. If I was in another stadium and I was telling another college football fan about my place and what they had to come see, the balloons, I wouldn't even think of the balloons. Honestly, I would not even think of the balloons. I think it's a cool tradition, but it would, like somebody said earlier, it would be like seventh or eighth on my list of things that I would talk about. It's like, hey, yeah, it's a pretty cool scene.
You got to come over. You got to see the stadium. You got to see the gates. Watch the tunnel walk. We'll fix you a plate.
No, this is the first thing. This is the first thing I would say, honestly. And you guys correct me if I'm wrong. And I can go back and forth on this one, too. But if I'm telling people about Memorial Stadium and what they're going to experience on a Nebraska game day, if they're going to be there for the first time, the thing that I'm going to prepare them for is how nice everyone is. That's a real thing. That's what I've heard from everybody else who's ever been here. I talked to players about this from opposing players that have come to Memorial Stadium. I think it was Connor Cook one year. And he was like, and I was asking him about Memorial Stadium. We were talking about it because they had just played or they were going to play. I can't remember the order of events or whatever. But he was like, yeah, we were there. And it was like dead quiet. And then it was extremely loud, and I had no idea how to handle it. It could be disorienting for people to come in here and play here for the first time because it's not just a loud stadium. You go to Penn State, you go to Michigan, you go to, you know, whatever, Ohio State, you're prepared for the noise, and there's a certain rhythm to it, right? People are yelling at you. They don't like you very much just because you're wearing a jersey of a different color. At Nebraska, they lure you into their nest. Come on in. It's nice. I know who you are. I love that one time when you played, you know, when you were a finalist for the Heisman, blah, 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 blah. And then, boom, it switches on you immediately. That could be disorienting. That changes things a little bit. That would be the first thing that I would tell people about going to a football game in Nebraska for the first time. Just do everything. Grab a Runza. Grab a Valentino's pizza. Wear red. And, oh yeah, by the way, they release balloons after they score their first point. So grab a balloon on your way into the stadium. They don't make you pay for those, right? I haven't been to a game as a fan in a long time.
I have no idea.
I don't think they make you pay for them. So maybe they could bring them back on a pay basis. Would people do it then? Would you pay $1 for a balloon?
No, I don't think I would.
I don't think I would either. But that's me. Brandon tweets in. He says, did I miss that it was goofy ass idea day on the show?
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, we didn't send out a memo beforehand, but that is what it is, yes.
Matt with an all-time great Photoshop that we're going to retweet.
What do we have?
It is the cast of Whose Line Is It Anyway? A couple of Photoshops over two of the faces.
One Where is this?
It's on our Happer Show Twitter account. It's Whose War Is It Anyway?
Oh, my God.
Ukraine superimposed over one person's face and Russia superimposed over another.
Brought to you by TMZ. I'm telling you, man, out of this whole balloon thing, there's just been some sneaky good comedy. So then the balloon thing happens on the radio show last night. And then what happens a couple callers later? I believe it was a lady named Kathy. And she said she was wondering about food. And Trev says, I love food. They have that in common. Kathy then wonders about an idea that she is referring to as steak on a stick. Trev Alberts responds by saying, that sounds amazing. I don't see why not. Confirmed! Steak on a stick at Memorial Stadium next year.
It's coming. I don't see why not. There you go.
Honestly, at that point, I stopped listening. I heard what I needed to hear. There was another guy later that was named Paul. Paul was doing some gardening. Trev says he's behind on his gardening. And then there was a whole long, awkward silence. And they were like, all right, Paul, enough of the small talk. What do you got? And he goes, well, I just wonder how the Big Ten could just stand there and not do anything about this rainout thing.
Was he mid-garden?
Yes, he was.
Is he out there with his phone?
He was huffing and puffing. Yes, he was like, he was out of breath. He called into Trev Albert's radio show out of breath, and he says, I'm just doing a little gardening.
So he's out in the yard, he's working, he's got some headphones in his ears, and he just feels compelled. I got to get my call in. Now's the time. AD's listening. I want to be a part of this. As I'm tilling the soil.
That's right.
Trying to get that new batch in.
It's important. I think he probably figured that Trev Alberts would appreciate it if he was gardening live on the air.
And you learn a little bit about the AD.
He says he's behind on his garden. He's got other stuff to deal with, like whose war it is and where to send helium that they're not using for this upcoming year. Oh, Brennan tweets in. He says they do make you pay for the balloons. Or at least they made him pay. Maybe you got scammed, Brennan. I'm not sure.
Oh, what a great hustle. Just walk around Memorial Stadium with a 12-pack of balloons. Like, here you go. Here, yep, $5. Yep. Oh, yeah, new thing. They're making you pay for it now. $5.
I'm going to sound like an idiot here because I have no sense of how much a balloon could or would cost. Unlike Lucille Bluth on Arrested Development with bananas. How much could a banana cost, really? $5? Like, how much does a balloon actually cost? If I went to Party City and bought some balloons, how much would that cost? I should ask my wife. She buys balloons all the time.
I can get a 72-count of balloons on Amazon for $8.
$8?
Mm-hmm.
So if you sold each of those for $1 a piece, that'd be a pretty steep profit.
Yeah, I'm a Prime member, so free shipping.
Hello.
I'm not eating that cost.
Now, those are those pre-filled, or they send you like a canister of helium enough to fill up all the balloons?
No, that is just a bag of balloons. You supply your own air.
Oh, well, this is a problem then. We need the helium. The helium is part of the issue.
Well,
you can't just get helium anymore. Apparently, it's all at UNMC or Russia.
I can get a large helium tank from Oriental Trading Company for $65. It looks about the size of a propane tank.
Feel like that'd last you a while.
Yeah, I feel like I could get away
at least 72 balloons.
On that, yeah.
Enough to turn that short profit there. All right. Plenty of things to think about today. Trev Alberts. His job status in question by a man on the street with his dish of ice cream. Craig says red smoke. Release red smoke like electing a new pope.
I actually like that. I think it would be a cool aesthetic.
Here's one thing. You know how they changed the lights? They made them like LED lights.
Yeah.
And you could like flip them on and off easier. I don't like those. I don't like how they turn off the lights when they score. Like, if it's they did that during a couple of the games last year, like the Northwestern game and the Michigan game. I think those were both night games.
Do they
score a touchdown?
Them?
They flicker. Yeah, they strobe them.
Okay, so
that's stupid. I don't like that. Go back to the old lights that take 50 hours to start up. Because that's always the issue, like at baseball stadiums across the country. Or you could be like half of the Big East in baseball and just not have lights. You could do that as well. No, I'm not that old school. Lights are good, but I don't need the lights to be flickering all the time. That's my message to the athletic department over there. Balloons, I don't care so much about. Stop flickering the lights.
Quit playing with my lights.
All right. Plenty to come on the show today. Brandon follows up, by the way. He says the answer to the price question, he had to pay $5 for a balloon. What in the hell are you? $5 for a balloon?
Don't pay that.
To let it go into the sky? Josh, we could be rich.
I'm telling you. That's a market inefficiency.
Okay,
we can strike.
How many people are going to go to the games now, buy a tub of balloons, just like we just suggested on this show, and start selling them for $5 a piece at the stadium? And then the balloon tradition won't actually die after all.
If you attend the University of Nebraska and Lincoln, and you're not walking around the stadium selling balloons
this fall,
you're not even trying. Yeah, you're not trying to get beer money.
Get some hustle. $5 a balloon and people paid it? Oof. Brennan, I have some questions. Alan Bell. We're going to get his thoughts on this.
I would love to know his thoughts on Balloon Gate.
Do you think Alan Bell knows about the balloon tradition?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Okay. You think it's that well known? Well, he does now, at least, because it was on TMZ this morning. I assume he reads TMZ every day.
Who doesn't?
Also on some of the NBA playoff happenings and what to watch for throughout the next couple weeks from a betting perspective with Alan Bell of Sportsline next on 1620.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.